Micah has to stay number one priority. You know, and I know it's not something that councillors can solve directly, but I think we need to continue to work with our elected representatives at national level, and ideally to get to a place where the Make Action Group have a scheme that they're happy with and a scheme that can work for the homeowners in Donegal and the other affected counties. And I think that is probably going to remain a priority, not just for 22, but for the next number of years ahead. Also, Donal, on that, the people that have four-stage applications and that are currently delayed, I think it's just very important that we get that sorted as early as possible in 2022. People have sums of money out there on that they're waiting to get back and that they need to get back, and I think that's the first maybe priority of MECA in 2022. In terms of other issues, the Letterkenny area plan is at a stage where we hope to get it out to public consultation in the early part in January, hopefully, of 2022. And it'd be great to get to that stage. There's been an awful lot of work done on that over the last year around workshops and so on. Equally, the Letterkenny Regeneration 2040, there's just a public consultation ended on that in December, and be interested now to see what has come out of that. And there's, you know, a lot of excitement around those projects for Lower Main Street, for the Cathedral Quarter, for the old courthouse, and so on. You know, there's so much potential there to make a huge difference.
And important from your point of view, that even if people did contribute to the consultation on Letterkenny 2040, that the renewal of the town plan is a separate issue, and important that people make their own contributions to that as well, because that obviously is going to govern the immediate next 5 years.
Absolutely, absolutely, Donal. That's a hugely important document for the town for the next ongoing number of years, as you say. And it's important, first of all, I think, that we can get to a point where the members have a document that they're happy to go to public consultation with, and then to see, you know, what the public think of that and how we go from there. But yeah, that's very important. Also, Donald, if I could just mention the rural regeneration schemes as well for towns like Rathmullen and Rimelton and Mulford and those, you know, there's so much potential there as well, and very exciting projects in the pipeline that I hope we can progress.